Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Good afternoon and good evening, and welcome to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, business positioning strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 70 countries, such as the United States, the United Kingdom, all across Europe, Asia, Africa, and all the way to Malaysia, New Zealand, and Australia. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that changed our lives and how we use this to then transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live right here on Blog Talk Radio Network Tuesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Join us live 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can also join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community, and interact with the guests that I bring on the show. You can subscribe, rate, and review wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, the Himalaya app, and the Google Play Music app. Wherever you're listening to podcasts, whether it be Apple Podcasts, wherever, you can subscribe to the show right there. I also want you to know that this show, this particular Life Transformation Radio show, will be at New Media Summit in September in San Diego. And my guest today is a New Media Summit alum. So super pumped to have my guest on the show. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Because on the show are entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, authors, amazing people who are impacting the world around them. And my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of the guests that I bring on the show during our live broadcast, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. And with that, please help me welcome to the show my friend and fellow podcaster, Chris Burns. What's up, my brother?
What's good, Sean? I am having the best day ever, man. I really, really appreciate you having me here. This is going to be a blast.
Hey, heck yes. So I was on your show, and yes. Dude, it was absolutely amazing.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely. I had an absolute blast. I try to catch as many of the marathons as I can. It's nice that it's all day. I can pick and choose.
Right? It's like throwing something at the wall. It's going to stick somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah, for sure. But, dude, man, I love what you're doing. I love everything that you have going on. And, dude, I'm just excited to have you on the show, man.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I think what you are doing, like I've just been so inspired by your level of service, all the different entrepreneurial ventures that you've created, Sean, and like that gives me inspiration. Because I think for us entrepreneurs, visionaries, when we hear someone say, like, you're doing something that's different, you're doing something that I've never heard of before. And I know you've got some really cool projects that you're working on that are like revolutionary, you know, like that type of energy, that type of thinking. And when people see the 12-hour marathon, they're like, either this dude is totally nuts or he is just absolutely out of his mind passionate about personal development, growth, transformation, and just making a huge impact in the world. And I think it's a little bit of both.
I think that Chris Burns is pounding Red Bulls in between the breaks.
No comment.
So the title of this episode is Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self with podcaster and speaker Chris Burns. He is the host of Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self, a weekly 12-hour live-streamed marathon and podcast. Over the last 2 years, Chris has conducted more than 550 interviews of inspirational role models, influencers, and leaders. For more information about the marathon and the podcast, you can go to beyourgps.com. Clients hire Chris to help them start or grow their own online show or podcast and encourage them to step into their greatest possible self and achieve higher levels of personal and professional performance. He does this by focusing on your purpose, your presence, and your platform. He also runs mastermind groups. Since hitting rock bottom at an early age and bouncing back stronger than ever, Chris has spoken on stages across the United States. He has been interviewed on Success Profiles Radio. He's also the Chief Growth Officer with Burn It Up Coaching, Inc., the personal development company behind the marathon and the podcast. To learn more about the coaching process, go to burnitupcoaching.com. Inside the show notes are the Facebook, the Instagram, beyourgps.com, and burnitupcoaching.com. All the links. Connect with Chris Burns. He is absolutely phenomenal at what he does, and is full of passion. So, Chris, man, the first question I have to ask after reading all that, I'm dying to know why. What is your why for what you do?
Man, I know we're going to get into the story, and I just want to start off with saying I'm obsessed. I am obsessed with becoming my greatest possible self. I'm obsessed with learning. I'm obsessed with being curious. I'm obsessed with being in love with life, with discovering what's my next level. What's the thing that's making all this work? What makes people tick? I'm obsessed with really diving in deeper, understanding the different layers of reality. And, I just think that ever since I had my rock bottom moment where I was throwing my life away, I felt like the biggest disappointment, and we can dive a little bit more into that. I just made a decision that I would never wind up in that place again. And I just always encourage people who I'm around to make a decision, whether it is working with me, whether it's working on their own, working with another coach, taking the leap, going to a seminar, whatever it is, investing themselves in themselves, time, money, and energy, just make a freaking decision of who you are going to be. Are you going to be resourceful? Are you going to be resilient, unstoppable? Are you going to find the answer? Are you going to find the way? Are you going to go over the mountain, under the mountain, around the mountain, through the mountain, whatever the heck it takes? That's the mindset that I've really just had drilled into me by life through some pretty difficult circumstances and just life kicking my butt and just learning lessons and just keep showing up day after day and saying, how can I serve more people? How can I make a bigger difference? And I just really get lit up by putting the focus on other people, helping them be seen, be heard, be loved, because I know what it's like to not have that voice, to feel like I don't make a difference, to feel like the world wouldn't even notice if I was here or not.
Wow. How bad do you want it?
Dude. Real bad.
Real bad. I love
man,
it.
Man,
is there an end in sight though? I mean, is there like a destination point?
Bro, I love this question. And I firmly believe if people don't have a clear vision and they're taking it like one day at a time, but they're not crystal clear in some kind of future that is pulling them forward, I'm like, man, you know, you're like missing out on a whole freaking dimension, like a whole realm, a whole world of life that could exist, that fascinates you, that excites you, that brings you alive, that is the reason why you get out of the bed in the morning. You know, yeah, you could show up and do your best and just live moment by moment. And I think there's a certain element of peace to that. But for me, it's like I knew from the very beginning I'm gonna be flying in spaceships, man. Like, it might sound crazy, but like I'm seeing so freaking far out, like, and building this empire, building my wealth strategy, like long term. I'm such a futurist, and I'm grateful I have an electrical engineering background, so I understand electronics and technology a lot. So I'm seeing augmented reality, personal development, gamifying life. I played so many games growing up. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm just really figuring out, hey, how do you market? How do you influence the world in a positive way? Because there's a lot of people out there who influence the world in a negative way, and maybe that's easier.
Right.
Maybe there's a reason why they're doing that. But I said, I'm going to go the long road. I'm going to figure this thing out and really make this world a better place than when I found it. So that's really huge for me, just ultimately creating the biggest army of promoters, of light workers, of people who are evolving the world and making it a better place. That's what I'm doing with the 12-hour marathon. I'm just building my tribe and my connections with people who are just like, no BS. I'm going to make this world a better place. I'm going to leave a legacy. I'm going to give up the comfort zone. I'm going to stretch. I'm going to challenge myself. I'm going to innovate. I'm going to love people, and I'm going to deliver massive value. So I'm obsessed with having that all around me. So tons of community with mm-hmm. that in the future. And there's so much great stuff, man.
Dude, I love it. The reason I wanted to start off with that is I almost daily, and I really try to remember to do it. But there's times where I'm like, crap, I'm running late or there's something going on, you know, but I try to get it in as much as I can. Have you ever seen the Matthew McConaughey video where he's accepting an award and he says that I'm chasing my 10-year self. I'm chasing my future self. The guy asks him, who is your hero? And he's like, man, who is my hero? He says, my hero's 10 years from now. So 10 years later, the guy asks, he's like, did you become your hero? He's like, I'm not even close. He's chasing his 10-year self every single day, every week, every month, every year. He's like, I'm never going to read, but it gives him something to chase. And that's like my motivational morning, like alarm clock, like wake up.
Yes.
And like, I fight back tears. I've seen this video hundreds of times probably.
Wow.
And every time I see it, man, I'm like fighting back tears and I'm like, oh, cause I want it so bad. Like, not that I want to live in a mansion and be like Tony Robbins. Like, I want to be the guy that people look to for support, for encouragement, empowerment. Like, man, that Chris Burns guy, man, he's really got something. You know, God, that Chris Burns guy, you know, hey, that Sean Douglas guy. Man, I got to go to one of his seminars. Oh, man. Like, the way that people think of Zig Ziglar and Tony Robbins and, you know, Ed Milet and, you know, Andy Frisella, like all these guys, like that I want to be looked at as that and deliver.
Yes, dude, I love it. And it's like really because you're speaking that into existence, because you're obsessed with that, because that is your dominant intention and focus with love, you know? Yeah, you get to build yourself up. And how awesome is it that you get to create the Sean Douglas greatest possible self? And what comes with that? What's the impact of you being that person? Well, freaking A, man, millions of people's lives changed. And what better legacy could you leave in the world, man? So I see you as that. I acknowledge you as that, man. You already are that man.
Thank you, man. I really, really appreciate that. So let's get into the good stuff here.
Yeah.
What is a transformational moment that changed your life and put you on the path to what you're doing today?
I love this. Love this question. So there I am, 17 years old, playing video games, locked up in my room, just feeling like I'm on top of the world, man. Just being so cocky, so confident, just nothing can touch me. I'm unstoppable. I am in control. I am all powerful, and I'm getting my fulfillment and my sense of worth, just totally generating it from these alternate worlds, these virtual reality worlds in video games. And I have girlfriends and things like that, and I'm still really shy out in the world, but I'm like, I'm doing good enough. And fast forward through a couple of years, through the end of high school and into college, and I'm getting my electrical engineering degree, I quickly see that there has been this yearning and this gnawing in me for something more for a really long time. And I just never paid attention to it. It's kind of like a voice, like an inside voice that says, hey, you're meant for more. Or, hey, go for that. Do this. Some people might call it intuition. And I was ignoring that for a really long time, and I just learned to put it to the side, shove it to the side, say, I don't need you. I don't need you, mom and dad. I don't need you, God. I don't need you, love. I don't need anyone or anything because I'm above that. And I'm really alone in a lot of ways. I'm hurting, I'm suffering, I'm trying to pretend like I have it all together, when deep down inside I'm just like, you know, like
a mess.
Living a shell life, you know, like just keeping the facade going so that people leave me alone. My parents leave me alone. Nobody worries too much about me. But, you know, there's things like suicide creeping into my mind. Like there's things like why am I even here? What's the point of this? I'm aggressive. I'm violent. Different things like that. And just really getting my frustration and emotions out through drinking and partying and trying to be the coolest person in the room. And meanwhile, my self-esteem is rock bottom, man. Just like no self-worth, and really influenced by other people and just trying to do whatever I can to be in the cool crowd. And that led to me doing a lot of decisions, making a lot of decisions that were totally against my upbringing, my character. My parents really instilled me with great values, great work ethic, things like that. But I hit this moment where I was partying a lot. And next thing I know, I'm in a really dark, scary place. I was at a rave and I got in trouble, and luckily the charges were dropped. The case was dismissed. Nothing ever went on my record, but I was in jail and I had to call my parents and tell them, I am so scared. I am so scared. I have no idea what's going to happen to me. I don't know what is going to happen, because this was before I knew how everything was going to turn out. But I just felt like this pit of disappointment, and that it couldn't get any worse. And, you know, it was in that moment that my parents said, Chris, we love you. We're your family and we're going to get through this. And so I really got this sense of, holy crap, like I could screw up. I could screw up so big like I just did, and my parents still love me. What? That doesn't make sense. That's not going according to my plan. I thought I had this all worked out. I thought I had all the answers. Like I knew what I could and couldn't count on my parents for. This was not in the strategy, in the mission assignment. What's going on, you know? And so it really just, I think it short-circuited me to say, okay, let's go back to the drawing board. Let's figure out what I did to get in this place, and make sure that I never wind up here again, because this is not who I am. I'm not going to leave this legacy for my family. I'm not going to be the person who's constantly, you know, the family is having to bail out of trouble, or, you know, the person who everyone gossips about on the holidays. I was not willing to be that guy. And so I said, I'm going to become the best version of myself. I have no idea what that looks like. I'm in the pit of hell practically. So for me to say, you know, I'm going to go impact thousands and millions of people's lives. Yeah, right. My next hope was, how can I get through this? You know, how can I, what do I do to get through this? What's the next step? Let's, like, God, whatever, God, source, universe, creator, whatever it is, give me some hope. Give me my next step, because I'm really in a bad spot. So I get out of that position and I start volunteering, start going to Toastmasters and really working on myself to be a better person. Because at that point I was still undecided what was going to be my fate, so to speak. And so I just said, well, you know what? All I can do is all I can do. So I'm going to take the next step. I'm going to improve my communication, my leadership. I'm going to do some more personal development. Up until that point, I had been living two lives, doing personal development and trying to be the partier and mm-hmm. still get away with everything. And I just recognized, man, I can't keep doing both of these. Like, it's out of integrity. It's incongruent. It's disaligned. Those two worlds do not belong in the same person's life, how I was living it. And I said, okay, it's time to give up what I have been holding on to and desperate, and what was comfortable and easy, but also had a lot of consequences on me. And let's go all in. And that really has been my journey in life, is to go all in on something, because I was afraid. I was afraid of addictions. I was afraid of addictions to get video games and partying and drugs and things like that. So to go all in meant people get hurt around me. That was the story that I had created in my life around giving it my all. When I was getting like B pluses, A minuses, I stayed under the radar, you know, good enough,
right?
Like was staying under the radar, and that kept my parents off my back, kept people away from me, and I could just do my own thing. But when you really make a decision, when I made that decision to go all in, I started getting more attention. I started getting noticed, and I had to work through all of that shame and guilt and all of the judgment that I had built up around myself and what had happened to me. And I'm grateful for that, because without that rock bottom, I mean, and realizing it and changing my direction, who knows where I would be today. I definitely wouldn't be talking to you. I don't even know if I'd be seeing the light of day. You know, I might be behind bars.
Wow.
But yeah, dude, yeah. It was such a freaking pivotal moment in my life.
Wow, that's nuts.
Yeah.
Holy crap, man. So thousands and millions of people have been watching your show,
yeah,
seeing what you're up to. I mean, that, I mean, to me, that feels amazing.
Mm.
But I feel like I haven't even begun yet. I feel like when I'm like right now in this moment when we're doing the show, you know, it feels like the first time, right? It feels like I'm so pumped, so passionate, right? And,
yeah.
and I love it so much, because I never know the messages that I'm going to get from someone who listened to the show, or like, hey, heard this episode, I'd like to be a guest on the show, or hey, heard this episode and it changed my life. You know, I love all that stuff, you know, and I'm sure you get the same messages, right?
Yes. Yes.
Mm, I love it, man. I love when that happens. So when that does happen and you're out creating the things that you're creating, how are you elevating the world around you?
Man, oh man, I love this question, because I went from a place of being super selfish and super focused on myself. And even though I would show up and say, hey, I'm here to serve, I'm here to make a difference, deep down inside, I was afraid of people finding out that it was all about me, you know, like I was afraid, I was trying to hide that, oh, they're going to find out that deep down inside, it's really all about me. And so that was a big breakthrough for me to go through that and start just putting the spotlight on other people. So 2.5 years ago is when we started this 12-hour marathon. We've done 103 of them so far. So, you know, 1,000+ hours of live streaming and delivering great value and improving people's lives. And, you know, 560 or so role models who we've interviewed. So it's like everyone who has something to say to make a difference in the world, I want to be their best friend. I want to be their best friend. I want to shine the light on them, and I want people to know about them, because like I said earlier, the biggest suffering that I went through is feeling alone, is feeling like my voice, my presence, my gifts, it didn't matter. And so I really tried to pass the time with playing video games and just get by. And so I think that caused me to go into kind of like a mediocre life, making decisions that weren't in my highest and best good. So I know what the consequences are when people don't get their message out. I know what the consequences are to someone's self-esteem and their self-image and how they actually show up in the world. And I want people to know how freaking great they are, whether it's a guest on the 12-hour marathon or any of the audience members who tune in. We do have a lot of authors, speakers, coaches, entrepreneurs, aspiring world changers who tune into the show, who aspire to be on stages, who aspire to be making the impact that you were talking about. People like Sean Douglas, freaking on the same level as Ed Milet and Tony Robbins and all these amazing human beings. Like, they aspire to be where you're at, Sean, and where we're at, because we show up and we serve. And a lot of people are so unwilling to get out of their own way, get out of their own comfort zone and put themselves in the light.
Yep.
And so I really give people permission to take the leap, because I'm a 28-year-old kid who had the balls to say, I'm going to freaking do it. And that was in my personal development journey, like just saying, hey, I'm going to freaking do it. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to, you know, change the world and impact billions of people's lives. I don't know how I'm going to, you know, be riding on spaceships in 20, 30, 40 years, however long it takes. I don't know how I'm going to be inventing and doing all these amazing things, but I'm going to throw my hat over the wall and figure how the F out to get to it, because that is what we're here to do. We're here to say, to declare to the world, to the universe, to our friends, to people who believe in us, people who don't believe in us, this is what I'm going for. This is what I stand for. This is what I'm meant for, because that is the truest, most soulful version of self-expression. The in my opinion, one of the greatest purposes for us being here is every day to just make someone's life a little bit better. And so with this 12-hour marathon, we're all about equipping people with the skills, the knowledge, the stories, the inspiration, the know-how, the awareness that there's people like them out there in the world. And not everyone loves my brand of coaching. You know, I get that. Only certain people are really going to fall in love with me and say, you know, I want to work with Chris. Like he's my type of guy. He kicks my ass with love and just totally is, you know, a generous soul. And he's about consciousness and awareness and all these cool things. But you know, the people who just want material things, man, those aren't my people and they're not going to resonate with me. And the 12-hour marathon is an amazing platform for those kinds of people who may not be interested in coaching with me, but they see someone else on the 12-hour marathon who resonates with them. I say, hallelujah, take your next step, whoever it's freaking with. It doesn't matter, but go invest in yourself, invest in the journey, be curious, be in wonder, explore, and really commit to growing yourself. So, you know, I just see it as a movement of empowering people to take the next step wherever they're at with whatever area of life that they want to grow in.
Heck yeah, man. I've always had it in my mind that I was the one who would invent the iPhone or the light bulb or the car. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do in my life. I might even be like 80 years old, you know, and be like, I never remember this dude's name, but I've been hunting him down for like a better part of a year to get him on the show. He invented the credit card strip, the black.
Wow. Dang.
And, he does a couple podcasts here and there. He's like 80 years old or something. And I'm like, I'm going to be that guy. Like, I'm going to be that 80-year-old entrepreneur.
Still
tinkering around, you know, like just creating stuff, you know.
Do you know Bob Proctor? Do you know Bob Proctor? He's a personal development. He's like freaking, I don't know, 75, 80 years old. And someone asked me the other day, like, why is Bob Proctor so popular? And it's like, well, he's been doing it for like 50 years. You know?
Oh, right.
It's like, it just might take some time for people to like step into their genius. And I think that's another thing I want to speak to your audience right now. And someone who's listening is like, have some patience, have some compassion. Like, work your ass off, like go balls to the wall. And at the end of the day, just recognize, hey, I did a great job, and go take some time off, go spend some time with your friends, go do the things that recharge you, go play, go connect with nature. Man, if there's one thing I could do, I can recommend, that's the total antithesis of working, the total opposite of working and moving towards your purpose. And contrarily, it will actually accelerate you towards it faster. It's to go take time off. It's to go spend time in nature. It's to go be alone with yourself, to sit with your thoughts, to just be present. Because when you do that, like, you supercharge yourself, your energy, your vibration. You become this cup that is overflowing with presence and possibility and all these kinds of things. And like, I love that we can dance in both realities. I'm a Gemini, so they like to say I have like two different personalities and or multiple different personalities. And so I think I live up to that, because I see myself as someone who's like a critical thinker, who's like a mathematician, a scientist, an experimenter, someone who's really like that and hands-on. And then I also see myself as someone who's like woo-woo as hell, and I love it. I love talking about spirituality. I love talking about consciousness and human evolution and what is going on here. So I think I would encourage people to be open to what their hearts are telling them, their body, their mind. How do you get into alignment? Just really seek that out every day, and the fastest way and most aligned, fun, joyful way is to go to nature.
You know, nature's been scientifically linked to lower anxiety, stress, and depression.
Wow.
Like going on a hike.
Yes.
It's like, so they equate it to like reading, and like going on a hike is like going to a mental gym.
Yes. Yes.
Something about getting in nature, like, so, you know, being in the veteran community, we talk a lot about PTSD. We talk a lot about the warning signs, the symptoms, and everything else. And right now, they're finding out that horses are like PTSD whisperers.
Wow.
It's weird.
Wow.
PTSD can be lessened.
Yeah.
The effects and everything can be lowered just by hanging around horses.
That's nuts.
Petting them, riding them, you know, whatever. So Equian is starting to become really hot in the veteran community. What they've noticed is that when you get outside and the sun hits you and you're around trees and nature, and they say that you should take your shoes off and walk in the dirt. And I'm like,
yes.
Because your feet are going to get dirty. Like, I'm the guy that's like, it's dirty. I was never the kid that was like coming home, like all scrubbed up. Like, kids are playing in the creek and stuff. And I'm like, it's dirty. Like, like, no. But I'm the first guy to like draw blood in like a hockey game or a football, or like, I'm the first guy to slide into home plate. You know what I mean? Like, I get dirty in sports, but I don't get dirty like just because. Like, that's crazy. So, I teach resilience skills, and one of them that I teach is get out in nature and read a book or go hiking, because they've actually done scientific research studies that something about, you know, not walking around your neighborhood.
We're talking
about nature. Like, get out. Like, go to an empty field and just walk through the field. You know, like, walk down a path. Go through the woods. Walk through the trees. Go camping somewhere. Like, legit nature, not your backyard. That's not nature, right?
Dude, I love this. I love this too. And I think it also inspires people to do different things. Be open, try new opportunities. If you keep living the same life, the same day, you know, wake up, hit the alarm, go to the gym, eat breakfast, go to work, 9 to 5, whatever, you know, you get off work, come back, watch 1 hour of Netflix, eat dinner, do your whatever, and then go to sleep. And you keep doing that, and you do that for, let's say, 20 years. In my opinion, like, hey, do you, whatever makes you happy. And in my opinion, personally, I wouldn't call that a life. I'd call that, like, prison. I would call that torture. I would call that, like, just being a slave to some kind of system. And I think a lot of people have created these self-imposed mental prisons that they keep themselves in because they say, this is how it is. This is how it's supposed to be. Oh, I have to keep dealing with this pain. I have to keep dealing with this relative because, you know, they're my family and I just have to put up with family and be miserable. No, BS. Get those toxic people the F out of your life, as far away from you as possible. See them once a year on Christmas. That's cool. You know, like, tell them you love them. Like, hold space. Like, love them from afar, but do yourself a favor and, like, just make sure that you're keeping your environment and your space pristine, and you're giving yourself that love. So I just went on a rant there, but I wanted to circle back around to how much of a difference it makes when you try new things, when you do new things. It develops new neural pathways. You learn faster. You enhance your brain. You grow. Like, if you never played piano and you go freaking learn piano, you'll be even more effective. It'll start affecting your relationships. It'll start affecting your health and wellness. It'll start affecting your performance at work. Like, it's so crazy when people start experimenting and exploring in these different areas of life, how it can impact every area of life. So go do new things, and wherever you're at, just take the next step. If walking in the field barefoot is too much of a stretch for you, then hey, start with walking around the block. If you're already doing that, if you do that for a week or two and you're ready to upgrade and up level and get a little bit more uncomfortable, you know, to like dip your toe outside of that comfort zone or dive full in, whatever you want to call it or however you want to look at it, then go to the park. Go to the park and go sit under a tree. And if you've evolved past that, go to some mountains, go to a lake, go to somewhere that's a little bit more remote and out of reach of society. And you know, like, it's crazy because a lot of the stuff that I've talked to people about with on becoming your greatest possible self, whether it is becoming super successful in business, whether it's being a high achiever, all these kinds of things, like, it really all comes back to our own personal well-being and how are we being, how are we showing up? Because when we are fulfilled, when we're happy, when we're joyful, when we're content in having what we want, getting the basic necessities met, versus like constantly being in survival, feeling like you're on the hamster wheel of life, feeling like there's not enough time, you know, struggling, then that quality of life goes way down when you're doing those things. But when you are like just having a good time, and it starts with making a decision, I'm going to have a good life. I'm going to enjoy life. I'm going to take the next step. I'm going to do some gratitude in the morning. I'm going to journal. I'm going to listen to some amazing podcasts like Life Transformation freaking radio and supercharge my life. Then that's whatever the next step is for you. But just be a seeker, man. I love people who are seeking that next level and seeking that juice and that zest in life.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. And I'm absolutely feeling energized and freaking pumped up. You know, just listening to you, man, it's so intoxicating because I know I want it so bad. Like, I know I've got a couple more years before I retire from the military, and it's like, release the hounds. I'm in a cage right now, you know, and I was telling my buddy the other day, I was like, man, like, I don't remember where this came from. I think it's like a movie or it's some kind of a famous saying. I don't actually know where it comes from, but I do know this. In 2 years, when I retire, you know, I can see myself doing like a Tony Robbins, like arms out screaming, right? Yes. And I'm just going to be like, let loose the dogs of war.
Yes.
You know, like, it is odd. You don't even know what's coming. I've been cooped up for years in the military. It's over. It's done.
Man.
Pack up your business. Wow. I'm coming. You know, like
yeah.
just like I love Rocky. If I could start my day every day with Rocky music, like right now I'm wearing an Italian Stallion for this episode. I'm wearing my Italian Stallion shirt because I'm so freaking pumped up to talk to Chris Burns. And I'm like, bring the heat. Bring the heat.
Dude.
I love becoming the greatest pot. Like anything that I can become, anything that I can be great at, or any sort of greatness that you can achieve, like, I want that. Because in my earlier life, I didn't think that that was possible for me. I was the guy going, no, I'm not good enough. And no, I don't want to do that. It's not for me. Like, I can be successful. No, not this guy. I'm made for average. I'm made for average. It's whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
dude,
you know, I don't know, man.
Well, I love that you're
I don't know how I ever lived that way. You know, I didn't think that greatness was for me. I was just destined to be poor and mediocre.
Because I always spun my wheels.
Like, I'd created six-figure businesses and I still didn't think that was good enough. I was always trying to chase more. I got to make it a million. And when I make a million, I got to make 10. Like, that's great. But at the same time, like, you have to enjoy where you are. And I never did that. I was making multiple six figures while in the military, and I never stopped to smell the roses. Like, I never stopped to enjoy what I had. It was always like, okay, what's the next? What's the next? What's next? What's next? What's next? And it just drove me into depression.
So what would you do to stop and smell the roses now? Like wisdom would you share with yourself?
Yeah, man. It's just, you know, having that moment, you know, that drove me into depression. That's my why, really, you know, having that moment, like, I have to be this way. And sometimes it came from other people. And sometimes it came from trying to please other people.
Wow.
I don't know, man.
Wow.
I don't know. That's how I look at it now. Like, I have to stop and I have to wait and be more patient and take time to appreciate and be content where I am at this moment in time.
Dude, that's freaking epic, man. Sean, you're a powerhouse. And I was asking, do you
what do you
know?
Think, man? I think we might have lost Chris.
Test mic.
So if you're
mic.
Listening right now, if you have any questions for myself or Chris Burns, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. And you can ask myself or Chris a question. We're talking about becoming our greatest selves and what it means to us in our life, in our personal life, in our professional life. You know, how to become our greatest possible self. And what it means. So if you have any questions about this, how to become that greatest possible self, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. And my team is standing by to field your calls and field your questions. If you're listening to us live on the Blog Talk Radio Network website, on the Life Transformation Radio page, you can go in. You can go in with the chat that's right there in the right there on the website, and you can join us through the chat. And so as we start to close the show, we're going to get Chris back here in a second. And so I don't know what you guys are dealing with right now out there listening to this. It's not a mistake that you guys are here. It's not a mistake that you guys can't get over whatever it is that you're getting over, or you can't, you know, get a break, or it feels like the world is just all over, just on top of you. It feels like the weight of the world is all over, you know, everything that you're doing. And, it's not a mistake that you're listening right this moment. It is not a mistake that you are here in this exact moment. And so I want to, you know, put this on, you know, put this out there that whatever it is that you're dealing with, it is possible to become your greatest possible self, because Chris and I, we're working towards that. And It's a journey. It's a passion. It's a, you know, it sometimes is a struggle, but every day is a new opportunity. And every day is an opportunity to do it. And so, as we start to close the show, I want to give you guys an opportunity to, you know, to get any questions. You can join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community, and never miss an episode by subscribing to Life Transformation Radio Community. If you want to, if you want to subscribe to the show, please leave a rating and a review for the show. I would really appreciate that. You can field any questions through us through the Facebook page, Life Transformation Radio. Hold on a second. I think we just lost Blog Talk Radio. Hold on 1 second. I think Blog Talk Radio just, I think we just lost the feed, ladies and gentlemen, if you can still hear me. Interesting. I'm getting a gateway timeout. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I can't see anything. It just says gateway timeout. Okay. So, what we're going to do is get this back up and running. And I want you to go to burnitupcoaching.com. Burnitupcoaching.com. .com and check out Chris Burns. Check out Chris Burns on Facebook. Check out Chris Burns on Instagram and find his podcast wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts, Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self, because the show is absolutely phenomenal. It is a phenomenal show. Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. And you got to catch the Facebook Live 12-hour marathon he does. Now, I'm not saying watch all 12 hours, but some of the people that come on there, or all of the people, however you want to look at it, are amazing at what they do. I was a guest on there, had an absolute blast on the show. He is an excellent host. And Chris is absolutely phenomenal at what he does. And so if you need a way to become your best possible self, your greatest self, then go ahead and connect with Chris Burns at burnitupcoaching.com. And his podcast, Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. It's the GPS, becominggps.com. And with that, I want to leave you with this. Live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. I wish you the best. I wish you the greatest. And with that, that concludes another episode of Life Transformation Radio. Live your best possible, greatest life.